You're listening to CJSF Radio 90.1 FM at Simon Fraser University. My name is Sean McMeekin, and I'm joined by Luca Realm, Jackson Brown, and Bernie Lee. This is Rock and Ride, and for the next hour, we'll keep your ride grooving with underrepresented rock, both new and old, and we'll take some time to tell you about the way the transport we use affects the music we love.
Good evening, Rock and Riders. It is a Friday again, as usual. I just hope everyone's doing all right. You know, we're swinging into the springtime, and things seem to be getting warmer. You know, it's been a warm winter, let's say that, but we can only look at the bright side here at CJSF, and we just wish you guys a good ride, and we'll keep you company through that, and we have a great show for you today, and yeah, hope you guys enjoy. So the first song we're going to start us off with on this lovely ride is "Trouble No More" by the Cedar County Cobras. Here you go.
Country, they bring you home someday. Someday, baby, you ain't gonna trouble
me
anymore. Will you keep on betting? Your dies won't pass. And you know, darling, you're living too fast. Someday, baby, you ain't gonna trouble me anymore. Stay long.
Someday, baby, you ain't gonna trouble me
anymore.
Now it's trouble no more, but nowadays it feels like it's trouble more less. I don't know, man. To be honest, I'm just coasting through the days as we can get through, and you know, music always helps, and it's always that cushioning blanket that gets us through this day, and you know, that's what we're trying to do here at Rock and Ride, get you guys through the day, get you guys grooving, and yeah, so I'm going to play another song. It's a good song, you know. It's a solid song, you could say, you know. My co-host Bernie Lee is a very big fan of Mr. John Mayer. He's a very, very talented guy, so I want to showcase some of his less popular music, you know. Want to give a good ear to the people of Vancouver and the good people of this show, you know. Might as well. So I'm going to play a song called If I Ever Get Around to Living by John Mayer. If I ever get around to living, a great song by the American artist John Mayer. Now, here at Rock and Ride, I don't know if you've been listening, but we have a really good mentality towards our local music, especially music that comes from the great province of British Columbia. Speaking of that, I just have to say, we underestimate some of the great things that have come out of this city, and I just really want to showcase what great stuff that we actually have, and I want to convince you, you know? And, you know, a great concert I went to was a band called 5440. You know, they originated from Tawasin, you know? They hung out in high school, they played rock and roll, and they made it, and that's great. I got to see them, and they were wearing all the same costumes, and it was awesome, you know? They were wearing the wigs and sunglasses. It was, the production was on point, I gotta say. Like, it was great. So, you know, I want to showcase one of their songs, and it's clearly one of the catchy ones. You know, that's how they make their money off catchy songs. That's how it works, you know? If you want to make money off of less pop songs, you're going to have to find your own following. You're going to have to find your own fans that truly appreciate your sound and what you're trying to convey. But nonetheless, I'm going to play a song. It's called Love You All by 5440. Here you go. Sorry, we have technical difficulties, but the next song is John Mayer, Born and Raised. Thank you.
What?
Alright, sorry about that. Let's get back to 5440, the local Tawasin band, the power rock group that put on an amazing show that truly blew me away and knocked my hat off when I saw them live. So here you guys go. Thank you.
Love you.
Good evening, Rockin' Riders. Today is February 23rd, which means our program is on. It's a Friday, and it's 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock, which means we're on. So it's pretty great. We're here at 90.1 CJSF at Simon Fraser University, and yeah, man. Rock music, it just all comes from different places, you know, and popularity of and recognition of music varies a lot in different, like, in different times, different places. It really depends on your showmanship and talent, but, like, your language and country also have a huge effect on the exposure and how you play your music. Many bands, when they first start out, they kind of struggle to gain traction, but with the help of the internet and social media platforms, these connections with the global scene are as easy as they'll ever be. Well, we see a major example in this with the app TikTok. And first it started under the name Musical.ly, and it focused on lip-syncing and sharing comedy bits. But it quickly escalated to a more general platform where all types of creators can make all types of content which can be shared around the world. These platforms did aid in helping exposure for local bands to a national or international scene. For example, the last couple of years, there are various trends of certain songs in TikTok. The algorithm sees the trend and boosts it, gaining a cultural following. These trends often include clips of songs that convey a certain feeling or effect of the content, or even a dance to it. Either way, music is readily available and more now than ever, and we can take advantage of this. We can take an example of the Italian rock pop group Maneskin, a group formed in 2016 in Rome. They played shows around the city with their English-speaking language as their platform. Their songs quickly grew in a massive trend over TikTok, and their fame and success started skyrocketing. The point is, our lives are ever-changing and music is ever-changing. So I'm grateful that the people across the world have access to an infinite library of music from around the world. Now, this is by far not a single example. There's actually many Canadian bands that have broke through in charts of either other countries or neighboring countries, such as the United States. Bands such as The Tragically Hip were widely commercially successful in the United States and Canada. But speaking of the world, another band is a Quebecois group by the name of Les Belleurs, a folk rock four-person group. They started off playing in Quebec, getting local success and playing at the Quebec Coliseum and local bars. But surprisingly, they broke through in unexpected places. The group ended up getting really popular in Asia, more specifically in Japan. This success even led to them playing at the Osaka World Expo in 1970. Now, I'll be doing a more in-depth dive of the group in a following show and actually interviewing the guitar singer-songwriter André Rayon, who's actually my grandfather. His musicality, along with my dad's influence, shaped the person who I am today, and I can't thank them enough for raising me right. So as a teaser, I'm going to play one of their songs called Les Dégonflés here on Rock and Ride 90.1 CJSF. Again, I'm playing Les Dégonflés by Les Belleurs, released back in 1970. Here you go. God.
Don't worry.
Excuse me, there's more technical difficulties. Just give me a second.
Il y a 5 ans, je fais le plus grand, c'est bien fini.
ce temps passé, pénitencier, t'as bien changé. J'aurais dû y penser, c'était pas tes copains, mais t'es dégonflé. Je leur ai tout donné, même les idées sont tout gâchées. On était les bandits, les mieux équipés, les mieux armés. C'est la fallu, c'est les idiotiques, les policiers. Moi je me suis fait ramasser par ces maudits policiers.
That was Luca's grandpa's band, Les Belair. The next song we have coming up for you is called 6 AM by Iogi.
Every day I repeat. same mistake, watching you and standing still, feeling for the pain you feel. Every day, I repeat the same mistake. Truck doesn't know.